Hello, I'm Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering, reporting about this extraordinary week where the therapy of lung cancer has dominated the headlines, at least here in the eastern part of the United States. This week, multiple trials were reported at the AACR meeting in Chicago. There was chemo plus pembro versus chemo. Ipi-Nivo versus chemo, atezolizumab plus bevacizumab plus chemo versus bevacizumab plus chemo, and in all three trials, a clear benefit for the immune checkpoint blocker plus chemo versus chemo alone, or in the atezo trial, chemo plus bevacizumab. Another trial too, again, ipi-nivo versus chemo, again, chemo not in both arms, but for a certain population of patients with a high tumor mutation burden, a clear benefit for ipilimumab and nivolumab over chemotherapy. We'll get to the other important trial that was also published in the New England Journal of Medicine as well, and that was the use of neoadjuvant nivolumab. It is an extraordinary development, and I think first and foremost, there is no patient with lung cancer now where an immune checkpoint blocker does not have a role. Who would have thought that in just a few short years would be saying that? The other extraordinary observation is that there is virtually no patient in lung cancer with lung cancer that does not receive cell cycle targeted cytotoxic chemotherapy in addition to an immune checkpoint blocker. Small cell adenocarcinoma, squamous cell carcinoma, early versus late stage, all of them get chemotherapy as well. So I think message number one from this week is that combinations are the cornerstone of our systemic therapies, and oncologists have to choose the best combinations from patients. I'll give you a couple thoughts on that choice, but that's our job. I think you've all heard me say before, things have gotten so much better for our patients, many more therapies that can help them. Things have gotten so much harder for us because not only are there more choices in making initial decisions, there's more decision points because our patients are living longer and we have more medicines to offer them. And that's a great thing, and that's a challenge at least I'm very happy to take on. I think the next point is that for all these studies, the more evidence of dependency on, I'll call them immune mechanisms, and the two that have been looked at most are PD-L1 expression or tumor mutation burden, the more you have, the more likely benefit from a checkpoint blocker. That would make sense. That's the mechanism of action of these drugs. And so when you're making treatment choices, look for those determinants of benefit, and the higher they are, the more likely benefit you're going to have. I think a message from the EMPOWER study is don't forget bevacizumab. Bevacizumab clearly adds to benefit with chemotherapy. We've now shown that atezolizumab plus chemotherapy is improved by the addition of bevacizumab as well, at least in terms of overall benefit. Don't forget that drug. And again, everybody gets chemotherapy. It may not be at the same time, it may be before, and perhaps in the case of small cell, it could be after. It's incumbent upon us to know, to use what we know about how best to treat patients with chemotherapy, refresh ourselves about optimal supportive care, and again, the more modalities we give, the more drugs we put together in the treatment plan, the more complicated and complex is going to be the supportive care and also the management of side effects. So for our oncologists, we have to have our A game on board to make sure that we are doing the best for our patients in terms of the safe delivery of all these agents, to make sure that we have the best supportive care to lessen the adverse effects, and also be very ready to quickly identify adverse effects and also to do whatever can be done to get rid of them as quickly as possible. We had a lot of developments this week with stage four, and I want to spend a few moments talking about how we can take even further advantage of the immune checkpoint blockers. But as for today, immune checkpoint blockers are part of the care of virtually every patient, and we have to work hard to find the best combinations and give them to patients at the best time.